Remarks of the President to Fulbright Scholarship Exchange Students from the Rose Garden of the White House, April 23, 1963.
Ladies and gentlemen, glad to see the new young Fulbright scholars who have studying in this country. Some of the brightest minds from abroad who are coming here to learn what they can about the United States. I want to express our very great appreciation to all of you for coming here. This program, which was begun by Senator Fulbright, Congressman Hayes, in the days following World War II, was a recognition, and really almost a new recognition, by a country which had lived in isolation and neutrality for so many years of its history, that we were part of the world. And we were part of the world not only politically and militarily, but also culturally. And therefore, these programs have been an attempt to bring the brightest talent from abroad to the United States so that the interaction of your cultures and ours, your educational experience and ours, may bring about a higher knowledge, a higher understanding of not only what we're trying to do in the field of knowledge, but also of what we're trying to do in the field of human relations. So I'm delighted to welcome you to the White House. As you know, in the early 19th century, a good many Americans went to Europe to study. Bancroft, Ticknor, and Everett. And what they learned provided a good deal of stimulus to American culture on the frontier, American scholarship. Now that process is, to some degree at least, being reversed. And a good many people come from abroad to the United States. I think they teach more than they learn, but nevertheless, we welcome you. We feel that this internationalization of knowledge, of understanding, of interest is perhaps the most valuable and important part of life today. We're glad to welcome you not only from Europe, but from Latin America, Asia, Africa. The world is very small today, and I think that all of us who are citizens of it should get to know each other better. So we're glad to have you to this house and to tell you that we appreciate and feel honored by the fact that you've chosen to come to our country. Thank you.